Matters with Dr. John Darcy.
It's easy to understand why cancer and its treatments cause a variety of side effects, some of which people recover from quickly, while others last a long time after the treatment is over. After chemotherapy, around 70% of survivors report difficulties with memory and concentration, and this is called colloquially chemo brain. Now, studies have been done to evaluate cancer patients over time, and they've shown that 25% have these cognitive problems, problems with concentration and memory. Now, that's twice as many as you'd expect from people who are otherwise healthy. Now, cancer often strikes older people, so you would expect that some of them may be having changes which are due to being older and perhaps having difficulties in memory anyway. So in cases where memory and concentration has been altered after chemo, what's to blame? Is it the cancer itself or is it the chemotherapy? And that's a problem because no one really knows. Is it the toxic effects of the cancer drugs? Is it because in some cases, suddenly, patients are deprived of estrogen? Is it the cancer cells or maybe inflammation in the body? So simply attributing the cognitive decline on chemotherapy is not accurate. Is it the toxic effects of the cancer drugs? Is it because, in some cases, suddenly patients are deprived of estrogen? Is it the cancer cells themselves, or maybe just inflammation in the body? Now, although there's no answer yet, researchers are working on the problem right around the world. And in Australia, local scientists are developing techniques that will go a long way to assess the problem. Now, one research program is looking to see whether an extract from the herb ginkgo biloba can help decrease the decline after chemotherapy. I'll find out all about that and I'll keep you informed.
Health Matters with Dr. John Darcy.
Well, that's it for Health Matters this week. Join me next week. We're going to chat about the pros and the cons of hormone replacement therapy to treat the menopause. And in the meantime, you can visit my website at drjohndarcy.com, and there you'll find my contact details, whether they be email, Facebook or Twitter. Let me know what you want discussed. I'll talk with you next week. I'm Dr. John Darcy.
With thanks to our sponsors, NPS MedicineWise and Blackmores.